With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top U.S. officials will meet with high-level Chinese delegations this weekend to talk trade. President Trump is sounding upbeat about the upcoming talks in Switzerland, and he believes the discussions can be a win-win. The president imposing a 145% tariff on China, leading to a major trade battle there. Meanwhile, the president said the UK agreement achieved yesterday is the first of many more trade deals to come.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And the president notes that not all countries will be getting as good of a trade deal as the one Britain got, primarily those who wait the longest. Also at SRNews.com, CEOs of the five largest U.S. airlines support the administration's proposal to modernize the air traffic control system. As President Trump puts it, the U.S. is in the market for what he calls a gorgeous, brand new air traffic control system.
The new equipment is unbelievable what it does. In my opinion, you always need pilots. I want pilots. But you wouldn't even have to have pilots. This system is so incredible what they can do.
And the plan includes upgrading technology and boosting air traffic controller hiring to address current staffing shortages as well as flight delays. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is set to request tens of billions of dollars from Congress to fund those upgrades. This is SRN News. The Trump administration takes on the state of Washington.
At issue is a new law that would force clergymen who hear confessions from individuals to report those people to the police if they admit to any crime. The Department of Justice has launched an investigation arguing that the measure is likely a violation of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says the Washington law, quote, cannot stand under our constitutional system of government. Catholic officials say they will not comply with it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As the Catholic Church transitions from one pope to another, new research indicates the faith is a dying one, especially here in the U.S. A Pew Research Center study reveals that for every American who converts to Catholicism, more than eight others quit. In fact, the only reason that Catholicism is able to maintain a relatively steady share of the U.S. population, about 20%, is due to the high percentage of illegal immigrants from Latin America. This is SRN News. A temporary halt to the fighting between Ukraine and Russia.
Russia and Ukraine both reported attacks on their forces on the first day of a 72-hour ceasefire. The halt in fighting was called by Russian President Vladimir Putin to mark the anniversary of the World War II victory with a parade in Moscow. Russian bombs struck the northeast Sumy region in Ukraine in the opening hours of the ceasefire, killing at least one civilian. Ukrainian emergency personnel searched through debris in Sumy as firefighters attempted to put out the remains of a blaze ignited by the strike. I'm Karen Chamas.
And it could be a slow start on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures are pointing down, but by just about 3 points. NASDAQ futures are up 27. Shares opened higher in Europe after a mixed session in Asia, as investors pin a lot of their hopes on those weekend trade talks upcoming between China and the United States. You'll find more of these stories at srnews.com.